Hi everyone, welcome back to the Training B1 podcast. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Matthew. Today we're going to explore vocabulary for eating out, from ordering starters to tasting menus and street food.
Exactly. Well, by the end of this episode, you'll know words and phrases like starter, main course, dessert, tasting menu, pop-up kitchen, whatever that is, street food, and many more.
That's right, Johnny. And we're going to talk about a very exciting event that's happening this October in London, the London Restaurant Festival.
Okay, Matthew, menos mal, que eso es a las, son ahora las 3 de la tarde.
¿Verdad?
We have eaten already, you know, if we have to talk about this subject before lunch would be a little bit harder. Bueno, okay. Oye, vamos a por el diálogo, Matthew. Yo creo que nos han puesto esta vez en un restaurante chic, un restaurante posh, moderno, y estamos ahí chatting a little bit before the menu starts and everything. Good. So, let's see. Pone también que vamos a practicar presentaciones informales con otras personas. Bueno, vamos a ver qué nos han puesto aquí, Matthew.
Un poco de todo, ¿eh? A ver cómo sale.
Okay. Wow, Matthew. This place looks amazing. The menu is huge.
Yeah. And by the way, have you met the new chef? He's here today.
No, not yet. Hi, I'm Johnny. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Johnny. I'm John.
All right. Very good.
And I'm Matthew.
You're Matthew. Very good. So, John, how old are you?
I'm 28. And yeah, you?
I'm 32.
32. Where are my glasses? What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, I love cooking and experimenting with desserts. What about you?
I enjoy reading and going to music festivals.
All right, and I like football and hiking.
That's interesting. What do you do for work?
Oh, I work in marketing. And you, Matthew?
Oh, I'm a software developer. And you, John?
Well, I'm a chef and also food blogger.
That's amazing. And you sound exactly like my friend Johnny on the podcast.
Right, true.
I really like discovering new restaurants and trying different dishes. Me too. This is getting confusing, Johnny.
That's fine.
You have to invest in a third.
Yeah,
presenter.
Yeah, but we continue. So I was thinking about ordering a starter and main course. What about you, Matthew?
Great idea. And while we're here, we can practice introducing ourselves to other people.
Perfect. Practicing small talk is always fun, especially over good food.
Also, it's nice to ask basic questions like, where are you from? What are your hobbies? What do you study or what do you do for work? Useful information for informal conversations.
Exactly. It's all part of the experience. While we enjoy the food, we can also meet new people and practice English, naturally.
And don't forget, we can talk about what we're eating as well. I'll try the soup as a starter. Or the duck is amazing. Or maybe I want to try several dishes from the tasting menu.
All right, very good. Well, this was a little bit crazy, no? This John had a little bit your voice, then he had my voice. So anyway, yes.
Okay, well, look, let's leave that strange conversation behind and let's have a look at some of the vocabulary from the dialogue. And we're going to focus today, listeners, on pronunciation. Okay, oh, Johnny, good. That's the first slide we've got there. Eating out. And our first word is starter. Starter or appetizer, which is the first dish in the meal, or the first part of your meal. And we have an example here. I'll have the bruschetta as a starter. Okay, and the pronunciation tip for starter is the A is a long A, starter. That same sound that you have in the word car,
Right, okay. So then the next one is the main course, no? And I think this this second word, dear friend Aline would say this in a very French tone, no? The which is the main dish. So an example would be, I'm going for the grilled salmon as my main course. No? And here, tip pronunciation for main would be like if you pronounce pain, no? Main. That's a tip.
Good, John. That's a good one. Main, pain. I like that. The final one is dessert. Not to be confused with desert, so double S here, dessert. It's the sweet dish at the end, el postre. We have an example here for you guys too. I'll have the chocolate cake for dessert. And that R at the end is very soft, very soft dessert.
Very good, fantastic. Then we have the tasting menu, you know, small portions of several dishes. I like sometimes this places, no, where you can have this tasting menu. So maybe it's not so big dishes, but you get more food in general, no? So for example, I tried a tasting menu last night. So testing menu. So it's remember just to pronounce the ing at the end. Menu. It's with a long U at the end, not menu.
That's very good. Now, a new one for me, Johnny, I have to be honest, I didn't know what this is until I had a look at our script. Pop-up kitchen. A pop-up kitchen is a temporary chef station or a small temporary restaurant. So I guess it's something like a food truck, maybe, but that kind of idea. And our example is there's a pop-up kitchen with food, street food tacos. A pop-up kitchen with street food tacos. Mm. And the pronunciation tip is to really give a stress to the first syllable. So pop-up kitchen.
And then you mentioned street food, right? Well, this is street. This is food sold from stalls or casual outlets. And so it's nice, no, street food in some places, some countries. You sometimes must be careful, no, just not having a deli belly or
a deli belly
or Bombay belly or whatever.
Oh, my word!
Or you want to call it whatever you want to call it. So you need to be a little bit careful. So street food tacos are my favorite, and here the pronunciation tip, it's for street, no, just with a long E, street.
That's it.
Food. Also, you need a long vowel for food.
Great tips. Excellent. And speaking of tips, some useful phrases when you're eating out. Our first one is I'll have. So really, it's I will have. But we just run it together with the contraction. I'll have. And we can use this when we want to order food. Para pedir platos, I'll have tacos.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Very good. So maybe if you want to modify something, quieres modificar algo de lo que ya has pedido, could I have it without? No? So you can say, hey, could I have the tacos without garlic, for example?
That can be really important, yeah, good. And if you're not sure what's in the dish, you want to... ¿Quieres preguntar sobre los ingredientes? Well, you can ask, what is in this dish? Mm-hmm. What is in this dish?
Very good. Excellent, no? And then if you want just to give a compliment, no, dar un cumplido, maybe to the chef or waiter, no, you can say, hey, the duck was amazing. Thank you, no? So just, I think just restaurants like this, especially if you go to a posh restaurant, not the restaurants we go usually,
not the ones that we normally go to. No, hey, very good. Okay, well, more phrases, but this time for maybe making small talk over the table while you're eating to introduce yourself. Here's a couple of phrases. Hi, my name's Matthew. Nice to meet you.
Very good, excellent. So it's a simple one that our B1 students, they know. Then also, no, you want to ask the age, of course. How old are you? No, just with I'm 28. What about talking about hobbies or free time?
Okay, good one. This is a nice one. I enjoy, and we can use the gerund with the next verb. No, I enjoy reading, I enjoy swimming, I enjoy playing. So that's a nice easy one. Or I like, and then a noun. I like football. I like, I don't know, basketball. Yeah.
Fantastic, no? And then just if you want to talk about work or studies, no, I work in, or I am a... No, I'm a software developer, or I'm a chef. No, fantastic.
Yeah, great. And some useful expressions for more small talk or informal conversations. What do you like to do in your free time?
That's one.
Nice one. Yeah. Okay. Or where are you from?
Mm. Fantastic. So let us go then to the question. It's your turn now. Imagine you are at a restaurant.
Okay, and you want to ask this question. How would you ask this in English? Quiero probar varios platos pequeños antes del plato principal.
Very good. So that's a sentence. Fantastic, no? Quiero probar varios platos pequeños. Good. So try to use the vocabulary we learned today, like testing menus, starter, main course.
Leave your answer in the comments, and don't worry about mistakes. We'll review them in the next episode.
That's great. So if you want to study or you enjoy this episode, well, like, subscribe, share.
Yeah, and don't forget you can try a free private class at trainlearn.com, and you can, well, there you'll see that you can practice the vocabulary we've had in this lesson.
Fantastic. And you can start with, you can even ask for 1 month, just a test or trial month. You would have to pay for it, of course, but anyway, that gives you the option to know if you want or you enjoy studying with us. And for little value, you will get live group classes, over 1,000 recorded lessons, and a complete online campus to learn at your own pace.
It's a fantastic way to learn English, and you'll make progress quickly. So check it out. Keep enjoying your English and enjoying your food.
That's right. So you said at the beginning, London Restaurant Festival taking place now in October. That's so,
Johnny, have you heard about this festival?
Well, yeah, it's amazing. The festival brings together chefs, restaurants, and culinary experiences all over the city.
That's right. And you know, it's not just fine dining. So they have tasting menus, there's pop-up kitchens, oh, like the ones there you've got on the slide, and even street food tacos from top chefs. One chef, many chefs, so many flavors to try.
So I tried several dishes last year, and everything tasted incredible. It's a perfect way to discover new flavors.
And it's a great way to practice your English as well. So while you're ordering, maybe you could use phrases like this one. I'll have the starter. Or could I have it without nuts?
Exactly. And you can also use expressions like, well, I tried several dishes. So when you talk about past experiences, or the dessert was amazing. Don't say the dessert was amazing, because you went to London, so...
Oh, a classic mistake. Don't forget to try the pop-up kitchens. You know, some chefs, they rotate every day, so you never know who you'll try.
Oh, and plus, street food trends are huge. Tacos, bao buns, fusion dishes. It's a great way to see the creativity of London chefs.
Absolutely, Johnny. And while some people are queuing for tasting menus, others are enjoying street food and live cooking demos.
So, great. Let us then just go to the answer to the previous question. I think it was this one, no?
That's right, Johnny. Quiero probar varios platos pequeños antes del plato principal.
Okay, bueno, ¿cómo diríamos esto? ¿Cómo lo dirías tú? Bueno, pues aquí te damos la respuesta. Diríamos algo como, I want to try several small dishes before the main course. Algo también podrías decir, I'd like tasting many before my main course. También podría ser
una. Both are good, both are correct. So give it a go. Use the vocabulary that we've practiced today.
Fantastic. So, and now it's your turn again.
Okay. So we'd like you to leave a comment based on this. Can you describe your last experience eating out using at least three words from today's vocabulary?
Fantastic. For example, I've tried a tasting menu with several starters and a delicious dessert.
Very nice, Johnny. So, okay, listeners, leave your sentences in the comments below and we'll review some of them in the next episode.
Oh, fantastic.
Great. Well, in the next episode, Johnny, we're going to be changing subject, topic quite a bit. We're going to focus on writing a letter for an application for a job. So, useful English vocabulary for work and formal English.
Yeah, don't miss it. And remember, you can practice all the vocabulary you covered today with the live classes or also visiting our website, www.training.com. Remember, there you will get excellent teachers. We love teaching English, and we know you will enjoy learning with us. We have super teachers, so yeah.
Yeah, give it a try, and don't forget to book your free trial class.
So that's all for today, amigos. Like, subscribe, and comment with your experiences, and enjoy discovering also new dishes and practicing your English. Matthew, it was really funny having this podcast with you today. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Johnny. I enjoyed it. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.